My name is Jim McIntosh. I'm the retail business representative for Syngenta, and actually I live in Michigan.
Welcome to South Florida. I'm sure you're real familiar with it down here at the Syngenta Farm. Beautiful facility here in Naples, Florida. What's going on here today? You got a lot of seed representatives talking new varieties.
Yeah, that's right, Gary. We host this field day twice a year, here in May and also in December. That way we get sequential crops and a good look at the various species and new pipeline products that we're developing here at Syngenta in one concise, nice facility and a nice test plot scenario.
You know, when you look at these new varieties, y'all are dealing with so many different challenges between disease resistance and demands from the retailers. What's really driving the grower's decision the most these days?
Well, certainly the one thing that you need to keep in mind any time a breeder goes to work in the morning is production reliability. And, you know, that's a nice matrix of good yield, good production, so that income stream can be benefited by higher net volume of production. And also production reliability and disease resistance and the ability to buffer environmental conditions. Stay consistent through the season in production so that the production is reliable, the yields are adequate to high, and of course the fruit quality is one aspect too of the vegetable industry that's vitally important.
Some of the experts here in the field today have talked several times about what the retailers are demanding. You know, in recent years we've seen a lot more influence there. How much influence are those retailers having on the various growers, and what variety specifically they want to see planted?
Well, obviously it's as things shrink in influence, the bigger growers, you know, the consolidation of the retail trade, they can and they do influence the value of the product coming in, particularly again with those fruit characteristics. As a matter of fact, today we have a representative from Sam's Club. So, you know, these people typically haven't stumbled around in these various test plots, but, you know, we see more and more of that now because they need to stay vital with new developments and also help direct us, saying, hey, you know, you need to improve the firmness of that melon, or, you know, we really like the thick wall of that pepper. It helps on reducing the shrink in the store. So, you know, we get these good feedback tips from these type of people in addition to trying to hit the targets to satisfy their needs.
Meanwhile, the grower's trying to give the retailers what they want, but the grower's got certain soils, certain varietal issues, certain disease issues in his particular market area or particular growing area, and he's got to balance all that out in terms of what variety to plant as well, correct?
Exactly, Gary. That's the thing. You know, we need to make sure that the stuff can be produced consistently, season long, but also that it hits those, you know, quality parameters that retailer wants. And, you know, so that becomes an interesting challenge in that previously the industry's done a pretty good job in seed development for agronomic traits. Again, a lot of the soil, the cultural practices. But now the game changes and the complexity of the job changes because of the need to really refine and improve the fruit quality consistently throughout the pick.
Well, y'all are doing research here that's nationwide in scope. It's not just for South Florida, obviously. And, you know, everybody's talking about the strange winter we've had all over the country. What's this mean to your trials, and what's this going to mean to grower decisions? Will it change what they might consider for this coming season?
Well, certainly. We've heard many stories about the unusual weather and the fact that maturities are out of sync. And, you know, it just adds to the risk and potential rewards of that farming and research kind of ambitions here. But this trial probably would have been absolutely perfect last week at this time as far as the weather here in Florida has moved things along. So consequently, we got a few crops, the cantaloupe, that are a titch beyond the normal maturity range. But again, isn't that just one of the interesting management challenges we have here in research and growers have as well, is try to take the hand they've been dealt and you know, deal with that as best they can and still consistently producing a good crop.
Supply issues in terms of the pipeline. You've got real popular traditional varieties, I'm sure, that the growers respect and are used to. You've got new varieties coming out. Sometimes it's hard for a grower to change what he likes. And do you have any supply issues that the growers ought to be aware of going into this season?
Nothing particularly acute. You know, you always in the development phase are faced with this unique challenge of, gosh, we got a great new variety. Everybody likes it. But, you know, we're just like the farmers in that we have to grow a seed crop the previous year. So we're sometimes shackled by the fact that, again, we're beset with production issues and difficulties. A lot of our unique hybrid seeds are grown in India, grown in China, where they have this hand-pollinated labor that can be utilized. In most part, that's quite reliable, but it is a meticulous production system where you're actually hand-pollinating these varieties. So there can be some challenges creeping in as far as consistent supply. We've had the occasion where we've had the most magnificent new variety, but all of a sudden we broke some hearts because we didn't have enough of the seed in the next subsequent year. But in most part, we're pretty keen on keeping the pipeline full and making sure that really important link in the chain, that early first production, is done meticulously and correctly so that we'll have that seed that satisfies that demand.
So it's real farming. You're trying to read the same crystal ball and just reading it a little different way, aren't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we have to say that because we're in the farming business too in the previous cycles with our seed products.
What am I not asking that you think the growers need to know?
Well, Gary, it's just that Syngenta, with the footprint we have across the entire genetic sphere, vegetables, we got the corn and soybean crops, and also the crop protection material, seed care. So the one interesting thing about Syngenta is that we're broad-based across this entire platform, and we're doing a lot of things within the company to meld and bring strengths from each of those platforms to one another. And I think we got a great future of continuing to feed the world, provide great products for grower returns, and effectively compete against our good competitors out there.
You're really making an investment in what they call the high-value crops or specialty crop realm, aren't you?
That's right. We, in addition to the normal regular crop scheme, we have quite an effort in specialty crops globally that continue to tap these uniqueness aspects and unique new opportunities.